the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk and ChannelRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, August the 11th. You are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Trying to do a selfie, Paul Andrews, because we're all on our own, Sam, aren't
we? We are at the moment, yeah. Our guests are running a little bit late. Yeah. They got caught in a traffic jam, which is not unusual for Kent. But,
well, I hope it's not Operation Stack.
No, it isn't, but they will be here shortly.
They're probably behind a little tractor.
Yeah, yeah, that's what happens around here. It's quite busy around here at the moment, isn't it? Out in the farm there.
Of course, it's the huge amount of visitors to where we are, which is Hagelands.
Yeah.
But of course, holiday time, we've got caravans.
We have indeed.
Of which I got wedged up behind one this morning.
Well, we don't want to do that.
No, don't want to do that.
Don't want to do that. Don't want to get wedged up behind a caravan.
People trundling around, basically, when you're trying to get to work.
Yeah.
And I'd also, I don't think this should be said on radio, but I'd like to thank the gentleman that flashed me this morning to warn me to slow down.
Yeah, but it's always wise. It's always wise.
Yeah. So nice thank you.
Yeah, I mean, because I know how much you like Sunil.
I do like a man in uniform.
Yeah, no, but you like Sunil as well, but you don't have to employ him.
May I say you're looking very fetching this morning, very summery, listener. He's got his Beach Boy look on.
I have indeed. Oh, my kids said it was my James May look, actually.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Middle-aged man with flower shirt.
Have they asked you to do the... you know, the show since
Top Gear.
Yeah.
No, I'm still waiting for my invite.
Is it going to be Chris Evans? I've lost track.
It is Chris Evans, yeah.
Okay.
Nice one. Anyway, listen, you're listening to the KentBusinessRadio.co.uk, Kent Business Bunker radio show on Tuesday the 11th of August, as I said. We'd like to say a massive, massive thank you to today's show sponsors, who are the lovely, lovely folks at Rift Accounting. riftaccounting.co.uk. And we've actually got a couple of blogs on the Kent Business Radio website, which I suggest you have a quick read of. And one of them also includes a link to a price calculator for your accounting services. So I would highly recommend that you have a click on that and have a play with it and just see if you're getting value for money from your accountants. There's also a couple of blogs. One is on whether you qualify or whether it's best for you to have a flat rate VAT, which is always interesting. And there's also a really, really neat blog on how to avoid traffic jams, brought to you by your accountants.
I love them because they're always, you know, they step out of the square.
They're
don't
funky,
they?
Aren't they? They're out of the box. They're really different. So a massive thank you to Rift Accounting for sponsoring today's show. We really do appreciate it. And thank you very much.
You can find them on riftaccounting.com. And they have a lovely little flamingo looking at some sort of tap dancing shoes on their
Absolutely.
Website, which I like.
We've got a fabulous lineup of guests when they arrive. later on. First of all, we're going to be talking to Claire and Patrick from Claim a Day.
Patrick Boniface
and Claire Burrows from Claim a Day. And Claire also runs a very well-established Kent business called AnswerCom. And then we're going to be joined in the second half of the show for the next in our series of business improvement and growth items on the BIG 10 Success Traits of Entrepreneurs. And this week we're going to be talking with Dr. Simon Raby and Dr. Tendai Vicky about the innovator.
This will be interesting, won't it? Because I'm wondering sometimes, and we'll have to ask them when they come on, whether you can breed your own entrepreneur if you're having children. Can you breed one?
Can you breed one?
Because
yeah.
I've brought my kids up to
Is it learned or is it inherited?
Yes, or perhaps a bit of both.
I suspect it's a little bit of both, to be honest. Mm. It's a little bit of both. I mean, like most things, your parents and your peers have a massive influence on you and on you on the way you behave. Your lad, it has an entrepreneurial flair, young Che. He's but most of that isn't just entrepreneurialism, is it? It's get up and go.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing about Che, is that he will get off his bottom and go and do things. And that's why he's successful at almost everything he undertakes.
That's kind of you to say, but it also, it must stem from the fact that there's a sort of, I will buy his shoes when he's at school, but then there comes a time when he wants to go out clubbing and I won't.
Oh, it also helps if you're an evil, horrible mother that doesn't do anything to support their kids.
No, I will buy his shoes and I will feed him, but then I expect him to get off his bottom, as you said.
I read a very, very interesting book. By
Is it Frontier Funds?
I have read Frontier Funds, but this one was particularly by Malcolm Gladwell.
Right.
And it's his latest book, and it's called David and Goliath. And one of the presuppositions he makes in there when he's exploring people that's successful, mm-hmm. is it's amazing how many entrepreneurs are orphans or from single-parent families.
Look at Stuart Wheeler, for example. He was an orphan.
Exactly. And it's the extreme of what you were just identifying, which is if you don't hand everything to your kids on a plate and they have to go out and get it, then very early on they learn how to do that. If we hand things to anyone on a plate so that they don't have to earn it, get it, find it or fight for it, then very quickly they become reliant on somebody else doing things for them.
And a lot of our listeners who run small businesses or medium businesses will know how much hard work it is to run a business on your own. It is hard work, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
As opposed to being on a salary where you rock up at nine.
Oh, absolutely. And even when you become more successful and you grow, it just adds to the stress and stuff, because you then become responsible for other people too.
Yeah.
You know, people that work for you, and you have to do that. So, yeah. Anyway, I think...
You're just going to wave to me every time anybody walks by the
studio.
No,
they're here. Our guests are just coming in.
I should go out and meet them.
Yeah, thank you.
Do excuse me, listener.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know Martin White's listening in.
Hello, Martin. As we were saying, it's interesting what makes an entrepreneur and whether they're born or developed, and I kind of suspect it's a bit of both. Anyway, we'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, and you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01-303-874-998. That's 01-303-874-998. You can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on the show is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we've already had a few tweets come in, so do keep those tweets coming. I'm going to start off now with an email, I think. And it says, hi, Kent Business Radio and the Business Bunker Show. I'm sending some information over about Folkestone Saints Basketball Club for a shout out on your show this week. We're looking for partners to join our Saints family and help us to fulfil our plan of becoming a centre of excellence for basketball in the southeast. Basketball is the second highest paid sport for under 18s, and we provided both playing and coaching opportunities for all athletes regardless of age, race, gender or ability. Basketball England, the sport's national governing body, has already recognised our work, awarding us with their club mark status, and the Shepway Sports Trust recently honoured us with the Club of the Year award. So well done for that. We currently have over 100 members within the club, ranging from under 12s to over 60, and boast 9 teams, including National League under 16, under 18, and senior sides. We have a range of flexible sponsorship options which can be tailored to suit your budget, and will work to promote our partners through our National League teams, academy, the women's team and the development squads. If you would like to become part of our legacy or fancy coming along to one of our training sessions to see firsthand the work that we do in the community, then please feel free to give me a call, drop me an email or get in touch through our Facebook or Twitter pages. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Many thanks, Mike Miller. And Mike is the funding officer at Folkestone Saints Basketball Club. You can get hold of Mike on the following phone number, 07912, that's 07912 652 180, 07912 652 180. The easier way to get hold of him probably is to follow him on the Twitter, and their Twitter handle is FSBBall, FSBBall, all one word, FSBBall. That's the Folkestone Saints Basketball Club. Do get in touch with them, find out more about them, support them, help them, and encourage them in all the things they do. Thank you.
Beautifully read, Mr. Andrews. Thank you. On your own there.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Now, I've smuggled the guests in while you were doing that.
You have, without hardly any noise at all, apart from the crashing over the chairs, the knocking the microphones, flying jewels, and, you know, a few other bits and pieces. Apart from that, nobody knew, nobody had an inkling that anybody just came in.
We were like little fairies.
You were like little fairies. I thought that as you came in. I thought, oh, blimey, look, there's little fairies coming in.
And one big one at the end.
Thank you.
Did I ask who the sponsor was, Paul Andrews? I can't remember.
Yes, we've done all that.
So I'm all a flutter.
It was Rift. I know you.
Oh, Rift. Okay.
You're out of your comfort zone now, aren't you?
Well, you know, I had a lie-in this morning, didn't I?
I know. What was that all about?
Well, Scoff's on sabbatical. I was lounging this morning, and normally I have get up at 5. So I was rolling around. Then I realised I didn't have to pack a lunch or anything.
So you're rolling around. So you had Prosecco for breakfast again?
Of course. And yesterday for lunch.
Okay.
And tomorrow I'm going to the Faversham Creek Hotel to take Dr. John for his birthday.
So
there'll be some Prosecco there.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be nice.
I know. And then he's driving.
Hold on a minute. It's his birthday.
Yeah, but he doesn't drink much.
Oh, that's just
I choose my friends, Paul Andrews.
I know you do.
I choose my friends very carefully. The first thing I ask when I meet someone is, do you drive and how much do you
drink? She said, it's my birthday in a couple of weeks. She said to me, oh, let's go out for lunch. You can drive.
Yeah. And I'll just sit in the back with a barrel.
Yeah.
I've got a business meeting tomorrow at 11:30 first. I do the business meeting first.
Do you?
Lunch at 2.
Do you?
Yes. I've got 2 hours for the meeting and then lunch.
Well, that's all right then, isn't it? Anyway.
We've been joined by the fabulous Claire Burrows and Patrick Boniface.
We have indeed. Hello, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sorry you had a bit of a sorry time getting here.
And the bad news is that Patrick's going to critique the whole show.
Is he?
Yeah, because he's a radio professional.
Oh, I know. He's a long-term radio professional. Yeah. Absolutely.
So he's making notes as
we speak. He's never been in a studio like this.
No, but Edward.
No, not in the middle of nowhere like you are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're rural, yes.
Yeah.
But we're lovely.
Absolutely. Edison, but we want to hear from you. And as I said earlier, you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. 01303 874 998. You can email me at bunker@kempersisradio.co.uk. By far and away, the easiest way to get hold of me, though, is to interact with us live on the Twitter. And we've had a few tweets already. Chris Pollard is kind of running behind things at the moment.
He's at a lie-in as well.
Yeah, now Chris is still tweeting. He's listening to last week's show.
Well, I listened to Channel Radio as I drove in on my little tune-in app.
Yeah.
It's very good. I was quite impressed with my show. I was laughing. And I knew
Hold on. You were listening to your own show on the way in.
But it's quite good, isn't it? And I played I play decent music, unlike some shows.
I'm good on Hold on. No, we can't just let this pass us by.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. I was driving in listening to myself on the radio. I'm really good, aren't I?
Well, what I meant was I have lovely guests and my choice of music is right up my own street.
Right up your own way.
Street.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, right up my own street. I did like my music. Well,
was it good?
I had Rolling Stones.
Did you?
Yeah, it was very good.
So you're pleased?
But what I noticed was, listening back, I don't often get time, and it's good on a drive-in, because you do, especially a long journey, Claire. What I noticed was that when I made quips, my co-president didn't always get the fact that I was insulting him.
Really?
Yeah, but he will when he listens back.
He will now. He's just listening to it now.
Yeah. Do you listen back to your business bunker?
No.
Ever?
No.
But that's
why I don't want to do that.
That's why you need to. You need to.
Really?
You learn a lot.
Oh, do you? Okay. Cool. We've also had a tweet from Fruit Bowl Media that says, hello, Vanilla Web and Jewel Sirkin. We've rebranded. Please check out our new website, fruitbowlmedia.com. Cheers for the shout out. That's my pleasure. Southeast Business Show, hello Vanilla Web. Why not join us at the B2B Southeast Show at the Effingham Park Hotel Copthorne on the 25th of September? Find out all the details by going to B2B. That's the letter B, the number 2, the letter B, B2BSoutheast.com. Do check that out. That's on the 25th of September, the Southeast Business Show at the Effingham Park Hotel. Cars from Kent. Hi, Vanilla Web, Jill Sirkin. Read our blog about Canterbury parking ticket refunds. Oh, that's interesting.
That sounds very good. What's all that about? Do you know?
I clicked on it earlier when it came in. Apparently,
yes.
Canterbury City Council were handing out parking tickets in car parks when the people had a ticket, but it had either was upside down on the dashboard,
up
the wrong way or sideways or was upside down. And somebody took them to court and they won. And the court has ordered them to refund all the people that they did that to.
So let's just recap. This is if you haven't put your ticket in exactly the right place that they want it.
They were right.
A little
bit
upside down.
Yeah.
But there's no notice that says that anywhere, is there? Please place your.
No, it says display clearly.
Yeah.
And that's the rule that they'd used. But anyway, the courts decided that they were being out of order and have ordered them to refund all the money. So
excellent.
That's going to cost a bit, isn't it?
Yeah. But didn't you tell me that one of the car parks is another one is going in Canterbury?
Not one. There's quite a few. There's 500 car parking spaces are going, and now they've just applied for planning permission to build an office block on the Canterbury West.
Which is by St Dunstan's.
Canterbury West Railway Station car park.
Which is by St Dunstan's, just
Yeah. It's just around the corner from St Dunstan's.
Work with me.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
And the other thing I was going to say was, do you remember the other week talking about this when we were talking about that Welsh village? I've forgotten what it's called.
You didn't know in the first place.
No, it wasn't.
It was Prestatyn or somewhere.
It was one of those.
Yeah.
It was a lovely Welsh village or town. And the vandals smashed all of the what they call parking
ticket machines. Yeah,
and so they found out, not surprisingly, which we've been saying for years, that was it 50%?
50% for 2 weeks they were unable to buy parking tickets because the machines were smashed up,
yeah.
And the council couldn't afford to repair the machines, so they made parking free. And the local traders reported a 50% increase in their takings,
exactly,
during the 2 weeks.
Kelsey Breeze. Yeah. And that's what we've been saying, isn't
it? Yeah. So, of course, they went straight back and put the parking ticket machines back.
I don't know. I think they're still struggling, aren't they?
I don't know. I haven't followed the story up.
I did tweet it out.
It's just such a no-brainer. It's just such a no-brainer story. But councils just aren't interested. It's one of their main forms of income, and they can't think of a better way of doing it.
Well, I'm a bit horrified because...
that's true.
In Whitstable now, they're... You know, the post office went, as you know, in Gladstone Road, and there was a lobby to try and get it as a community space, which would have been really nice to put stuff on and, you know, whatever, meetings and things. I can understand if it goes for apartments and that, maybe, or housing. But no, they're going to put a supermarket on it. Mm. So this is a residential road, and they're going to put a supermarket on it. And they're also doing an M&S and an Aldi at the top of Whitstable as well. So Whitstable is losing. What everybody loves about Whitstable is that it's a fishing town, it's quaint, it's quirky, it's got independent shops. But no, they're going to put... So we'll have about 5 supermarkets in Whitstable.
It's not very clever, is it? There you go.
Claire, you're in Faversham, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I've got a good memory, haven't I? When was it you were on the show last?
Oh, I can't remember.
It was 2 years.
Quite a long time ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, and we were going to meet for drinks, and we never did. So
no, we never did.
Let's
Prosecco.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
and I'm not a good friend because I drink.
Yeah, she clocked that straight away. She wasn't going to drive you anyway.
We can go. We can go by Shanks's pony.
Yeah, okay.
Faversham Creek Hotel. Yeah. 3-course lunch, $12.50.
Very good.
See you there.
Mm.
You can come. Thank you. That's very kind of you.
You can come. I'd even pay for you at $12.50.
Would you?
Yeah.
That would be a turn up for the books.
Yeah. Are you driving?
Exactly. Hey, listen, I've got a couple more tweets, and then we're going to play some music, and then we're going to talk to our first guest. What do you reckon?
I think it's a good idea.
Okay, I've had a tweet from the Organic Sisters.
Oh, I love them, yeah.
Yeah, Caroline and Liz. Riverford_Kent on the Twitter. Vanilla Web, morning. Jules and Paul, please let listeners know we deliver organic food to home or offices through the whole of East Kent. Hashtag Organic Sisters.
You had some of their soups in winter, didn't you?
I did, and it was fabulous.
Yeah, what else have you had?
Just the soup.
I had a row with my cleaner yesterday.
Got that delivered, did you, by the Organic Sisters? They delivered you a row with your cleaner?
No, I had a
row
with
my cleaner. Sorry, I lost the plot there.
Well, they delivered to me, right, and I had apples because I'm juicing, so I had
no juice. Hold on. Hold on. I've completely lost the plot of it. You went next door, had a row with your neighbours who gave you apples.
No. Let's start from the beginning.
Yeah, that would help.
The Organic Sisters delivered to me every Thursday.
Right, okay.
And because I'm juicing celery, very healthy, Patrick. Patrick's looking aghast.
Yeah, yeah.
Celery, ginger.
He doesn't know what to make of this.
Cucumber,
he's a radio professional.
So
he's going, what the hell's going on here?
All lovely veg. Not too much fruit because it's sugary.
Yeah.
But I put in half an apple just to give it a bit of oomph.
Yeah.
Lots of ginger. So I cut half an apple, juiced, left my other half an apple, thought I'll munch that when I walk the dog, you know, later on. Left it on the side of the sink. Cleaner came and threw this half apple away. She had my wrath.
Blimey.
She said, oh, I thought it looked a bit mouldy. You know when you cut something...
Right, but hold on.
That's awful. She does speak like that.
Absolutely.
That's a stereotype, sorry.
And it's obviously, a dismissible offence, obviously.
Yeah.
But I've still lost the plot on where fighting with your neighbours comes in.
Did I say fighting with my neighbours? No, that's your hearing.
I thought you said you had an argument with your neighbours.
No, my cleaner.
Oh, your cleaner.
Yeah, who's lovely. If she's listening, she's like gold dust. Hello, Anthea, I love you.
She's not good with apples, though.
Not good with apples. She said she's always getting told off for throwing things away. But it was a little half apple by my sink already. She was a bit overzealous. You know when you cut it and it goes maybe a little bit brown, oxidised?
Yeah. Well, she obviously doesn't realise that you'd eat it if it was rotten.
Well, I would. I actually scrabbled in the bin for it.
It doesn't surprise me.
It's not any apple.
Yeah.
And then I washed it.
It's only a tea bag on there.
I know.
It's only coffee grounds.
I know.
That'll be all right.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
It was very nice. It was delicious.
Right. Enough of that.
Can I read you something before
quickly?
Well, this is interesting, Paul Andrews. Rising stars develop your network as you grow your career. This forum aims to help those destined for future leadership roles to develop their management and interpersonal skills. Now, when is this, we ask? It's Thursday, the 20th of August. It's 6 to 8pm. It's at the Mercedes-Benz in Dartford. And I'll read out the sat-nav. It's D for Daniel, A for Apple, especially organic, 1, 5, B for Bertie. And that is kentinvictorchamber.co.uk.
Phonetic alphabet brought to you by Jules Serkin.
Lovely.
Yeah. That's J for Julie.
You can read tunage now. Or you can play tunage
now. Oh, can I?
Yeah, what you got?
Well, what do you reckon?
Well, I hope it's something perky, like on my show, Scoff and Quaff.
You know how cheesy I get with guests and stuff.
Yeah, you do a bit.
And we've got
Claim a Day
coming up.
Mm.
So,
Something with day in. Thank you for the days.
Well,
that would have been good, wouldn't it? Lovely day. Bye.
Oh, yeah,
bye.
Great song.
Bye.
Bill Withers. Come on. Yeah. Lovely
it's
day.
The
what
longest,
do you reckon?
Longest note in the world, isn't it, Patrick?
It's one of them.
Yes, and he's got a radio voice, isn't he?
Yeah.
He projects, doesn't he?
Should we listen to the music, or should we listen to you?
Listen to the longest note.
Let's listen to your music.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Impossible to fail. When someone else instead of me always seems to know the way, then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
sportsinkent.com.
Rift Accounting, your small business bodyguard. Riftaccounting.com.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk. That was old Bill with us.
Cool, that was a long note, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
We all tried to do it, listener. Did you try it? And you just run out of breath. You go all red, don't you, in the face. And then Patrick Boniface said quite an amusing joke.
He did do the lovely day joke, which
But Claire and I were a bit slow. I got it before Claire.
Only just.
Yeah. By the skin of my bill.
Oh dear. Well, are you going to do the joke now or what?
No, I think Patrick should do it, really.
No, I don't think I should.
It's bag.
It's a rotten joke. Yeah. What do you get if you put a duck in a microwave? Bill Withers.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about it, listener.
Yeah. No, they don't need to.
Don't.
I can hear them now. They're all falling about laughing. There's thousands of people all over the world falling about laughing at that. That's a ridiculous.
Now we should play Ed Beaky Dozy Beaky.
Mick and Titch.
Beaky and Titch.
Yeah,
and Mick.
Or someone. Yeah. You know. Whole crowd of them. What, all seven of the dwarves?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
No,
that's
not the dwarves. What are you talking about? Tremolos, wasn't it?
In that Dozy Deep.
No, it was Dozy Beaky Mick and Titch.
Yeah. Dozy Beaky Mick and Titch.
Yeah.
Dopey Sneezy and.
Yeah, that was Amen Corner.
I think we need to Google this. I'm sure it was Bend It.
No.
Ed, what was it? Ed Beaky, Dozy Beaky?
Dozy Beaky, Mick and Titch.
Yeah.
We need Tony Blackburn in here, don't we, really? He'd know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why we'd need to know this and why it's relevant
to what
we're doing.
It's got the word beak in it, and we've just been talking about Bill.
Oh, she's off on one again, listeners. She's right out in left field again. She goes off on one.
I'll tell you why I'm so...
She's terrible. She's terrible when she's sober. Once she's had a few drinks, it's fine, we can control her.
You
but
like
when she's
more,
sober,
yeah.
It's appalling. Anyway,
I'm very perky because I've had a lie in.
I know. I've never felt so good on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, keep the tweets coming in. We are getting loads of tweets and we will read them. I'll tell you what, Jules. I'm going to do an email. Get Social Kent. Get Social Kent is a free open day. And it's how to build online business relationships and become more social. And it's taking place on Thursday, the 29th of October at Canterbury College in the New Dover Road in Canterbury. And it's from 9 till 3:30 and it's free to attend. And you can find out all about it and book your place by going to the kentinvictorchamber.co.uk website and to book your place. I'm going to be there and we're going to have a pop-up radio station there at the event as well. So do come along and talk to us while we're there on the Business Bunker.
What's the date?
It's Thursday the 29th of October at Canterbury College in the New Dover Road in Canterbury.
Sounds good.
Yep, looking forward to that.
Did you know, listener, there's a business community breakfast and there's an August meeting, and this is from the lovely Colin Brown. I'm going to read out his email in a minute, but he says, hope not too many of you are on holiday this week, as it'd be good to see a goodly number for our monthly chinwag and putting the world to rights. On the chat menu are charities and BCB. What's BCB?
Business Community Breakfast.
God, you're great.
It's the email that you're reading out. Pay attention, woman.
I don't
woman.
Know what it's shortened with. It's been enough contending with this bill ducks and bills. Business in the summer
She's
holidays.
She's all over the place today.
Plus anything on your mind. It's all the juicing. And it's, of course, I lost an apple, didn't I?
That's what done it.
Song calories. Yeah. Anything on your mind at the moment, you can get it off at this BCB. So on the food menu is as much as you can eat and drink. For $8.75.
Now, Jules, come back. It's not yet.
It's 7:30 a.m. It's at the Honourable Pilot. It's in Gillingham. Thursday the 13th of August. See how I say that? Gillingham. Like the train drivers. You are in Gillingham. Mm. All trains will stop in Gillingham. And this is from the lovely Colin Brown. You can email him, colin@businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk.
Cool. Thank you for that.
13th of August.
The 13th of August.
That's this Thursday.
That will be this Thursday.
It will be.
At 7:30.
Yeah.
At the Honourable Pilot.
As much as you can eat.
In Gillingham.
Sounds like Gillingham.
In the Medway towns.
Gillingham.
There you go. Cool. We've had a tweet from Angela at First Aid Training.
Oh, is she new?
Yeah, she is. And you can follow her on the Twitter at Angela Training FA. Angela Training FA. And she says she's listening in. We've also had a tweet from Western Hanger Castle.
Good morning.
Yep. And the lovely Emma Santa has also said about Western Hanger Castle is that you might like to start talking to them at this moment about booking your Christmas party.
I would.
Yeah, there you go. It's that time of year again. Christmas already August.
Oh, I know. It comes around. Somebody told me the other day that the knights were drawing it. I nearly sloshed him round the head. And that was my neighbour. It really was my neighbour.
Was it?
Riverford Organic.
You should have hit him with an apple. Oh, you didn't have one.
No, right. It had gone in the bin. But I did get it out of the bin.
And then hit him with the apple.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've lost the plot with this.
No. It definitely was my neighbour, that one.
Right, okay. Cool. Terra Blue Home Care, Vanillaware. Great show, Paul. We're still here in West Kent and doing fine. We'd like look forward to seeing you soon. We're actually hosting the Tunbridge Wells Ladies Lunch Club today, meeting in the Tunbridge Wells Hotel. So we've got a whole heap of ladies. Why aren't you there?
I run it.
Oh, do you?
With Lara from Consortium.
Right, okay. So you're here and they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, right, there you go.
I'm surprised you're
not
there.
Great bunch of ladies.
Yeah.
I'm
surprised Paul's not there. He normally loves to be in the middle of a bunch of ladies.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
Good.
I belong to all the women in business organisations around Kent. Place havoc with my makeup, but there you go.
You have been seen in a pink tutu as well.
I have indeed, yeah, but I'm trying to overcome that. Terra Blue Home Care, that's from. And you can follow them on the Twitter, Terra, T-E-R-R-A, underscore blue, B-L-U, Terra Blue. And they're a home care, caring for people in their own homes organisation.
Sounds like a good deal, that, because...
They have actually been on the show.
They were, again, a couple of years ago. But looking after elderly in their own home has got to be a really good
way
forward.
Absolutely.
And it's hugely expensive. So, you know, I looked into it for my dad. It was scary.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It'd be good to talk to them again.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, it's now an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker Show, after a very long break, the lovely Claire Burrows, ably assisted with Patrick Boniface. Chaps, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show.
Pleasure.
Why don't we kick off by talking a bit about what you're up to now? Reclaimer Day.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about it, Claire.
Okay. Claimer Day was brought about through my networking lunches, such as the Tunbridge Wells Ladies Lunch.
Right.
And an immense amount of event clashes in Kent and across the UK. There are 17 million events that go on in the UK every
really?
Year.
That many?
That we know about, public right. events. Hmm. And they are so easy to prevent clashes if everybody knows what's going on.
Sure.
So with my now business partner, Derek Swain in Faversham, we talked about it and deliberated over the fact that we both had this headache and decided to set up a national event diary,
right,
which is what Claimer Day is.
It's such a stonkingly clever idea. It is just such a stonkingly brilliant idea. It is one of those that you genuinely do say, how on earth had nobody thought of this before? Really,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it? Because it is basically a no-brainer idea.
And especially with Twitter, it's just so powerful. People can just zap onto it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So step us through how it works and what you do. And I guess we also, it was fascinating that you made reference to the fact that there are 17 million known events. I'd hate to think how many unknown events there are, because there must be bazillions of them. But I guess part of what you're doing here is it's not trying to get an isolated day where nothing else is on in your area. It's you need something where it doesn't clash with what you're doing, you know. So if the Women's Institute have a jam making day on the same day that you have an engine rebuilding day, you might not worry too much about the clash.
No.
Yeah. So
and some complement each other.
Yeah, exactly.
So
yeah. Okay, so step us through how it works and what we do from both sides of the coin. So if I'm running an event, what do I do? If I'm, I mean, because presumably you can also use it as a resource to find out what's on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've just set up findaday.com.
Right, okay.
Which is...
I would never have thought of that. Oh, no, I just did.
It's a spin-off, basically using the same database so that people can actually advertise their events to the public.
Oh, okay. Nice one.
We've got Claimer Day, which is for the event organisers, so they check what's on to make sure they don't clash, and then the public can go to findaday.com to find out what's on.
Fantastic. So, if I've just come across you, so I'm organising an event.
Yeah.
And I've just seen Claimer Day on Twitter or Facebook or wherever I've seen you. And I think, oh, that's interesting. I'll have a look at that. And I'll go and look at the website. What do I do from there?
Okay.
How do I claim my day, as it
very
were?
Good. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
It's very simple. It's set up in a way that you just go on, search for the month that you're looking to hold your event.
Right.
Next to each date, there's a little red claim button. You click claim, you go on, you add your event details, and it's completely free.
Wow.
Excellent.
You can upgrade your event. At the moment, we're doing a special offer for people who want to upgrade their events to a premium so that they can get more content on there about what's going to be going on, photos,
right,
and all that kind of thing.
Okay. So basically, you can put a load of detail around it to show people what it's like or what your event looks like or what the event venue looks like and stuff like that.
Yeah.
At the moment, you claim your day. Does that have some kind of geographic significance as well? What I'm thinking, I really should have looked at the website before earlier, shouldn't I? I have looked at it before, to be honest, but not for a little while. So, for instance, if I go, right, I want the 22nd of August, mm-hmm. yeah, because that's my birthday. So I want the 22nd of August, what's on? Do you then go, well, what area are you interested in? Or, you know, how does that work? If I live in Tenterton, I don't care if there's something on in Reigate on the same day. So how does that kind of pan out?
It's a real location-based service. In fact, I've modelled it on rightmove.com.
Okay.
The search facility is exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's already tried and tested, so why reinvent it?
Absolutely, yeah.
And you put in your location, and it can be town, county, it can be postcode.
Right.
And then the radius around that area.
Yeah.
And the month.
Right.
And then you search. What we're finding now is that, interestingly, we've got over 25,000 events on there already.
Wow.
And actually it's coming up that there are too many events in a particular location, so change your radius,
right.
Which we love, obviously.
Right.
And it will just really hone in on what you're looking for, and then you can filter it,
right.
Whether it's business, arts and culture. When there is a whole list, it's
great,
very self-explanatory.
Great idea.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I don't know whether you saw the tweet I did a while back, because I know you have somebody that does the Twitter.
I do.
But my new husband, I was nagging him because he's absolutely worked to the bone at the moment, and I said, there's a bank holiday coming up. You know, take a day off before and take a day off afterwards, and that way you get a nice long weekend and you can recuperate and stuff. And somebody had already grabbed the time off before at his work, so he couldn't do it. So I said, okay, we'll take a couple of days off after the bank holiday. And now he's been asked to do a conference on the Tuesday after the August bank holiday, which he needs to do. So I was wondering whether this is international now, this is sort of Africa, but it will be in London, big London financial conference. So do you look at things like bank holidays or August when you know that people are on holiday and things like that?
We've developed a thing called a jam day, which is bank holidays, school holidays, and they appear on the website as a splodge of jam.
Right, okay.
And they're sticky. Mm-hmm. You can get traffic jams.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it. It's clever.
We love the jam days.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are such a big part of running an event, especially if people don't have children.
Yeah.
You need to know when the school holidays are.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because if you're running an event in the school holidays, not going to get the audience that you would normally.
Yeah. Especially if it's a ladies' event for yummy mummies.
Exactly.
They're not going to be there, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. For that particularly, it's amazing because religious holidays, big sporting events, they're all on there. And we trawl the internet constantly to find things that will affect over a million people, which is what a jam day is.
Mm. Right, okay.
Good.
But they're not location-based.
No, absolutely. I like that. And I guess looking at the potential of Claim a Day and what it can do is, as you get more and more experience and more people use your site, you get more and more data that you can feed back into it to work out what's happening and what normally happens and what clashes with what and why things clash with other things, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so there's a lot of data analytics that you're going to be able to do and presumably go back out to the event marketplace and offer them advice right up front that says, you know, avoid jam days, or, you know, you need it, this right in the centre of a jam or whatever.
Yeah, and it's about engagement. We email all our claimers and event organisers with tips of like jam days for the summer, summer events, and also different advertisers that want to promote themselves to our claimers.
Well, exactly. I mean, just thinking about that, you've got all kinds of things that you can offer around events, haven't you? You know, like taxi services, car parking services, you know, train fares, anything to get in and out, hotel booking rooms and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, and there are some we hadn't even thought about. It's amazing.
Yeah. It is interesting. I won't bore you with the details. I own a web development and marketing agency based in Canterbury, and our biggest customer runs trade fairs in North America, and we do the websites for that trade fair, and it takes a year to get all the websites done. But it's a huge trade fair. It lasts a week, and they have more than a million visitors, and we do the websites that just do all the ancillary stuff around it, so booking hotel rooms, flights, taxis, dinners, and you know, it's huge. It's just a huge, huge thing that you bolt onto the side of kind of just one event that will then trundles off and does exactly the same somewhere else a few months later. So it what you've got there, I'm telling you, as if you don't know already, of course you do, you've got a massive opportunity there to do so many different things around what you're doing as a business, it would seem to me.
Yeah, and we've just teamed up with another Kent-based business called BookitBee.com,
right?
Who are taking on Eventbrite.
Right.
And we're adding a bolt on to the system so that people can actually arrange ticket sales as well.
Fantastic.
All in one place.
Okay.
So we're just trying to, over a period of time, just capture every single aspect. So we expect lots of feedback from customers and event organisers.
Absolutely.
On what they want.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you got into a position so far where two people have gone, but I must have that day?
Not yet.
All right.
But we will.
Yeah, I'm sure you will one day.
And actually, what we do say is a lot of people have probably done it and booked it anyway. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing stopping them.
Yeah.
It's purely just you know. You know what could happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
we haven't had a fight yet, but I'll let you know.
But as you say, Claire, it's going to happen one day, isn't it?
Because
people
are like
that. You know, people get very stuck in there. No, we always have it on that day. You know, it's always the first Tuesday in the autumn, always. And you go, no, but there's a massive festival on that day. And I go, don't care, going to do it.
Well, interestingly, this year, the BAFTAs clashed with another Directors Guild Awards in America,
right?
And everybody thought that it was a mistake,
right?
But it wasn't,
right? Okay.
And that was a bit of a fight, apparently,
right?
Allegedly,
okay.
So I understand, but we did do a big email about it,
right? So they both parties knew that it was happening, but they chose to go ahead anyway,
head to head.
It'll be interesting to see how that works out for each of them, wouldn't it? Because there's obviously, I mean, presumably, the thing with that is, I was going to say there's a winner and loser, but actually, both could lose, couldn't they?
Yep.
Yeah, because people just go, I don't know which to go to, I'm not going to go to either.
And I watched the BAFTAs, and a number of the people that won weren't there because they were at
the other one.
Well, it's simple, isn't it? You'd look at the menu.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Was it the champagne on the Prosecco?
Exactly.
What the cocktails were, exactly. And what the goodie bags were.
Oh, always works.
Yeah.
Cool. Look, this is a fabulous idea you've got here, Claire, which you know, obviously. I'm astounded that it hadn't happened before, but I'm really pleased that it has, and I'm really pleased that a business in Kent has come up with this idea. You've got a long track record. I mean, you're quite young, so it's not that long, but you've got a long track record in business anyway, and you've run a well-established business for a long, long time in Kent, AnswerCom, which we all love to bits. So, you know, you've come to this with a real good business eye as well, which is what's kind of got it to hit the ground running, really, I guess. So give us a quick feel for how long you've been going now, where you are in your evolution, and what's the next phase?
Claim a Day, we launched officially in January.
Right.
We've got a telesales team, and we've engaged Patrick to help us put all our blogs together properly and give people lots more ideas.
Right.
On event clashes, how to run a good event, so we become the go-to place.
Yeah.
My next phase is engagement.
All right.
I want anybody who's running any event to get on and put it on. It's free. There's no reason not to.
Fantastic. Yep.
And then the next phase is marketing, going much more national.
Sure. And you're using social media to get the word out there as well, Twitter and Facebook and all the normal routes to market. Fantastic. Tell you what, give us a shout for the website and the Twitter address so that people can follow you or find out about it.
Okay, the website is www.claimaday.com.
Cool.
And findaday.com is for the public. That's our brand new one.
Right. Is that available now or is it coming?
No, it's available now.
So findaday is there now.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Brilliant.
It's still being worked on.
Right.
But it's
in beta.
Yeah. But it's looking great.
Okay, cool.
And we've got improvements going on all the time. I believe our Twitter address is @claimaday.
It is indeed.
The boys there will be very happy to receive as many tweets as possible, and they're very good at retweeting.
Absolutely. So tweet away, fellas. Do give Claim a Day a follow on the Twitter. Do give them a retweet. And Find a Day. So presumably you're going to have a Twitter handle for Find a Day sometime soon.
Oh, we will. Very soon.
And the website is up. Claim a Day is obviously up. Find a Day is up, and you can start looking at it now.
Oh, yeah. Good. Absolutely.
So do have a check out of both of those, and do follow them on the Twitter. Just very quickly, tell us a little bit about AnswerCom as well while you're here. You might as well.
AnswerCom's been going now for 14 years.
She was a child entrepreneur.
Oh, I so was, if only. And we've just moved office this year for the first time in 14 years.
Really?
And I have a fabulous team.
Where have you moved to?
Southborough.
Oh, right, okay.
And I've now got 25 staff.
Right.
We work for about 350 businesses answering their phones as reception.
Mm.
And we also do an awful lot of outbound cold calling for people, which is big.
Appointment making, that type of thing. Yep. Yep.
Yeah, which is increasingly popular, especially in the motor trade.
In the motor trade?
Yeah.
Ooh, I need to talk to you.
It seems to be very, very popular.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Obviously, I know of AnswerCom and I know the great work that you guys do there. It's amazing, isn't it? There's so much happening in the business world, certainly in Kent anyway at the moment. You know, things are really, really ramping up. I don't know about you, but you sound busy. You've moved. I've moved. I've moved offices for the first time in 25 years, and I moved next door to where I am. And 6 months after I moved, I've run out of space, and I've got to look for extra space. So, I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah, I did that with that in mind. We did have where we are now. I've got an opportunity to double in size because we've got extra offices we can move into.
Okay, cool.
Fabulous centre.
Claim a Day is based in Faversham, though, isn't it? Not in Southborough, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So you nip between the two, do you?
Oh, yes.
Twixt. Where do you actually live?
Currently in Crowborough.
Okay.
So, yeah, I have a nice long journey.
She's not from Kent.
No.
I will be in a couple of weeks. I'm moving in a couple of weeks
Where
back
are you
to Kent.
To?
Probably Langton Green.
All right.
Which is
Tunbridge Wells. She doesn't know geography. No. It's Tunbridge Wells. Yeah.
No. I get a bit lost.
Yeah. You can at least you can say Langton Green, can't you?
Yeah, I can.
She struggles with most other places like Egerton.
Yeah. Well, they have strange sort of
Trottiscliffe.
Yeah.
Rooting.
Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah. Rotham.
Names.
Rotham.
Yeah. Absolutely. Claire, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about Claim a Day.
Thank you for having me.
Fabulous business, and also Find a Day. Really, really clever idea. It's going to go down a storm. I mean, even in, I know you're national websites, but even in Kent, there's so many events. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, we've read out about 8 already today, and I bet none of those checked if they were clashing with anybody else.
No.
And of course, it has a profound effect. I used to run events. I don't anymore, but I used to run events, and that has a profound effect where you rock up on a day and all of a sudden nobody turns up. What happened there?
Yeah. Like
the golf was on.
Yeah.
What? I hate golf or whatever.
but how many invitations do we get that we can't go to because of clashes? There's always a clash, isn't there?
Absolutely. No. It's a fabulous idea. We wish you much success, and I know it's going to be a success. There's no doubt about it, without any shadow of a doubt.
Thank you.
Do check them out. Claimaday.co.uk?
Claimaday.com.
Claimaday.com.
Findaday.com.
Findaday.com.
Findaday.com.co.uk.
I beg your pardon?
Answercom.co.uk.
Thank you for that. And follow them on the Twitter, Claim a Day, and Find a Day shortly.
Well, someone that's just followed them is Frontier Funds, who's my new husband and his book. And he was, this is one I was telling you about Nigeria and this big conference he's doing next week, or whenever the bank holiday is. And he says, good idea, avoid jam days. He says, he started the hashtag for you, avoid jam days, conferences, events. And he's copied in Ken Heron.
Has he?
So now you're going to go...
That's going to go viral now.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. Yeah, that'll go viral now.
Thank you.
He's very diligent, my husband, on Twitter. Yeah.
Thank you, new husband.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So you're going to... Do you do international events at the moment? Or
no.
Are you planning to do that?
She'll have to. Planning to.
She'll have
yeah.
to.
Oh, well, we'll introduce you to Ken when you do, because yeah. that'll go viral. Just, Ken presents a radio show in the US... very similar to the Business Bunker, only more polished,
which isn't
not hard.
As fun.
Yeah, Ken does all Business Radio Network, LinkedIn Lady Show
with lovely Carol
on Tuesdays and Wednesdays in the New York area, and he's a great friend of the show. He comes on quite a lot, and we've been on his show and destroyed it for him.
Yeah, you can imagine the American listeners listening.
They four million listeners didn't know what hit them.
Yeah. And Paul started talking about my Prosecco habit, which didn't really help on a business show. It was not good for my image, frankly.
Cool. Claire and Patrick, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. Mm-hmm. Jules, you can read an email.
Thank you, very kind of
That's
you.
That's all right. It's good like that.
It's the Kent Healthy Business Awards, and this is from Kent Invicta Chamber. You can find them on kentandvictorchamber.co.uk. They have a free networking and business breakfast, and it's about improving economic performance through people and environment, and it's in partnership with KCC. Now, this is 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., Friday the 18th of September, so this is a diary date, Best Western Manor in Gravesend, and all details will be on Kent Business Radio as well.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from the lovely Claire Reeves, who is on the Twitter, Claire on Air Live, and Claire is a voiceover artist and a regular listener to the show. And she says, hi, Vanilla Web, have a super show. Looking forward to listening to all of it again. Thank you, Claire. That's very kind of you. Hazel Adderley, coach. Well, I thought that was her name for a minute, but it's actually a description of what she does. I thought she had a hyphenated name.
You thought it was the colour of her eyes?
No, I thought it was Hazel Adderley coach, but it's Hazel Adderley.
Coach.
I'm a coach, yeah. I should know that. She used to be based in Fruitworks. Yeah.
She's a business coach.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a coach driver or anything.
No, exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. You've got it.
Hazel Adderley.
Hazel Adderley, who is not a coach driver.
Nothing to do with a nut.
No.
Nut crackers or nut
Hazels.
Produce.
Hazelnuts.
Hazelnuts.
No.
No friend
to do with
of
that.
Rebecca Nutt.
She possibly could be.
She could be.
Anyway, she says hello.
I think we're going off piece.
This is nonsense.
Yeah, we're going off piece.
Yeah. Blimey. A new listener. I've got to say this right first. Passivity. Well, I'm trying to work out how to say it. It's Passivity Therapies, and it's spelled P-A-S-I-T-H-E-A. P-A-S-I-T-H-E-A. Passivity Therapies.
I wonder where they got their name from.
I don't know. They're in Tunbridge Wells, and their Twitter handle is... pass THREA _ RTW. So they're in Royal Tunbridge Wells. Anyway,
I think you need to rehearse that.
Well, I've read it a dozen times, and I can't really work out what the word came from, but maybe it doesn't come from anything. Pass it T therapies. Anyway, hi Paul, I offer luxury 5-star lava shell massage, which have been dubbed the most hot stones in one setting. Mm. The ultimate in relaxation at home.
I would pronounce it Passatia.
Yeah,
must be. Because there's a girl's name Thea, isn't there? T-H-E-A.
Yeah. Passatia.
Yeah, no,
good shout. Passatia Therapy. We'll go with that.
But
we'll just rename them.
They're in
Tunbridge Wells.
Royal Tunbridge Wells.
Yeah, Passatia Therapies. You can follow them on the Twitter by following, as I said, P-A-S-I-T-H-E-A _RTW. Give them a follow.
We should all be having massage once a week at least.
Should we?
We should.
Right, okay, if you say so. Tenterton Twilight have tweeted as well.
What have they said?
Tenterton Twilight are a very new startup company. They're a commercial cleaning company. Based
Great
in Tenterton,
idea.
Yeah.
They come at night then.
They come at night and clean your offices or commercial buildings.
I wonder if they throw your apples away.
It says, hi Vanilla Web, I'm at a meeting today with a potential client. Really getting the show on the road here. Please give me a mention on the Business Bunker show. I am listening.
Hello to Kate Griffiths as well. She's listening in, I believe.
Oh, did you see Kate the other day on Twitter with that big albino python?
No. Tell me about it.
I just saw a picture of her with an albino python crawling all over her feet.
Was it a real one, or was she it was a big drawn one. It on her body?
No, she hadn't drawn it.
She does that, you know. She draws things on her body.
Yeah. No, she hadn't drawn it. It was a real one. It was a big one as well. It was like, well, I don't know, 6 foot or something. Big, thick thing.
Really?
Horrible.
I'm not keen on snakes.
I didn't want to get involved. I didn't ask.
Well, that man next door with the porcupine keeps asking me to look at his snake. I'm never very keen on going there. I don't know. You never get out of there.
Thank you.
We've had another tweet, Paul Andrews, from Brian Hall. Have you mentioned him?
Not yet. I was just about to.
He says, "Hi, Jules and Vanilla Web, him. There's a free screen printing course at Whitstable."
Screen printing.
Free screen printing. It's a lot to say. Free screen printing course at Whitstable this Saturday. There's a free lunch included. And you can call Tara at TCV Ashford. I'm going to read out the phone number. Get your pen poised, or your quill if you prefer. 01233 666 519. That's Brian Hall. He's I haven't got my glasses, Paul Andrews. Is he at Cormacall? At Cormacall.
That's it. You got it.
Okay. At Cormacall, I would say.
I don't know where that came from.
Sounds good. Free screen printing in Whitstable and a free lunch.
Absolutely. Nice one. I've had an email about breakfast and apprenticeships. Apprenticeships for 16 to 18 and 19 plus year olds. By taking on an apprentice, you can improve your bottom line by increasing your productivity and competitiveness. There will be an opportunity to put your business in the spotlight to highlight your products, services, and show how these can help other businesses. And this is an event that's taking place on Thursday, the 10th of September, from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at the Holiday Inn Rochester. That's in the City Way, Rochester. And members are £15 and non-members are £20. And that's an event being staged by the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce. And you can find out about that event by going to their website, kentinvictachamber.co.uk. So that's breakfast and apprenticeships, 8 a.m. to 9:30 at Holiday Inn Rochester on the 10th of September.
There is a informative digital marketing event, and they're saying that 55% of UK small businesses believe they should do more to market their business online, and over 54% do not fully understand which marketing is working. Nearly 23% spend money where they think it works. So speed is of the essence, and this is from Best Business Events. It's Digital in Kent, actually, they're called. I will read out the email in a minute and the website to get your pen ready. But they say speed is of the essence, and are you fast off the mark? 50% of consumers do business with the company that responds to them first, yet only a third of email website inquiries are returned in less than an hour. Easy to understand, so grasp the opportunity. So it's on the 12th of November. It's at the Orchards in East Malling. Or Marling, is where. Which one is it?
Malling
or Marling is where you need to come for information and advice. And the it's £67.
It's near Trossley.
Trotterscliff.
Yeah, exactly.
Trotterscliffy. Price is £67 plus VAT. There is a phone number too, but you need to email info@bestbusinessevents.co.uk or all the W's digitalinkent.co.uk 01732 758 530. That's 01732 758 530, and that is again on the 12th of November at the Orchards in East Marling.
Morling. Thank you. We've had a tweet from Howland Hicks, the lovely Jen over there in East Kent. Thank you for that. Martin White has said, "You're not alone. I'm listening."
That's nice of you.
Thank you, Martin. That's Martin Paul White on the Twitter. And Lisa Settle says, "I'm tuned into Vanilla Web and Jules Sirkin, and Jules has been talking about how she always manages to get a driver. Dedicated quaffer," she started a hashtag of. Telcare have said, "Can you advise the listener that Telcare will be at the South East Business Show on the 25th of September, and we will be in our usual place on Stand 51. So do get along and see the lovely folks from Telcare. They're a telecommunications provider based over there on the Medway City Estate. But you will be able to meet them on the 25th of September at the South East Business Show.
What you're omitting to say is they also do our channel radio.
They do. They provide our lease line. We have lease lines here and they provide our lease lines.
And on their stand, they normally have a bottle of champagne to give away.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kent and Victor Chamber have a networking event.
Have you been talking to Danny Tickner offline?
Well, you know what's happened with my boiler, didn't I tell you?
I've got a tweet about boilers and I'm just about to read it and I've suddenly realised that he's been talking to you about your boiler and he's saying he needs fixing it.
I thought I might as well get it done while I'm on the show, you know. I haven't got time when I get home to call plumbers.
So that's Samson Gas fixing Jules's boiler when we come off air.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Danny.
Yeah.
Cheers.
He wants a picture of it and all that, though. So.
Yeah. And I noticed. I was starting to read the tweet and it said, "Can I have a picture?" And I thought, "Oh, I'm always wary of things like that. Oh, don't want to go there."
No.
Yeah.
No, but there are quite a few pictures of you in the media.
There are, in various states of not the kind of things I should be seen in.
The St. Patrick's Day one is my favourite. With the green hat.
Not the pink tutu, then.
I've gone off that a bit, really. Yes. Had you had a wig?
It's overexposed, isn't it?
I think they missed a trick. You should have had a great big afro wig with that or something.
Yeah, something like
or
that.
Or a Dolly Parton, perhaps.
Something, yeah.
Anyway, Danny, I do need your help with my swimming pool.
Okay.
Boiler.
He'll get onto it.
Yeah.
I've got another tweet from Telcare.
I won't read about Kent and Victor.
No, don't, because we're gonna have a break and you can read afterwards about
that.
But I want to tell you about Telcare while they're talking to us at the moment. Did you know that we have a new member of the team as well, Vanilla
Web
and Jules? Yeah, we'd love to introduce you to the lovely Ben on our help desk. Hello, Ben. Welcome to Telcare. Welcome to the Business Bunker.
I'd like a photo of Ben.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah, I've asked for one already.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, we're going to have a little break now, and when we come back, we're going to talk to our next guest, Dr. Simon Raby from the University of Kent Business and Improvement and Growth Programme.
This should be cracking. And then we've got Tendai Vicky, of course.
We have indeed, who'll be joining us later on in the show.
But I'll go and wheel Simon in, shall I?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, have a listen to this.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.